Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Pinstripe Playoff Podcast here on YesNetwork.com. I'm Joe Auriemma. With me, as always, is Chris Sheeran. Chris, in one of the most exciting postseason games in Yankee history, it ends with the Mark Teixeira walk-off home run. But this game had so many layers to it. A pitcher's duel to start, the Yankees go down, then they come back like they have all season. And then finally, you know, it looks like the Twins are going to score in the top of the 11th, and Mark Teixeira comes back in the bottom of the 11th, and it just the Yankees get a huge win and go to Minnesota up 2-0.
Ogres are like onions. They're made of many layers, as this game was, and as you just said, Joey, it wouldn't be me if I didn't, you know, throw the little pop culture reference in there. But absolutely, I echo everything you said. Huge, tremendous appearance out of David Robertson. And when he came in the game, you had to think about this too. Chad Gaudin and Nick Swisher were the only ones left in the Yankees bullpen. I say that tongue-in-cheek, of course, but as we all know, Swish had a little relief appearance against the Rays earlier this year. But Robertson comes in, first and second, nobody out. Bases get loaded on a base hit. He gets three straight outs. The first one is a line out to Teixeira. The second one is a ground out to Teixeira. And then he gets out of the inning with a fly out to Gardner. And you're thinking to yourself, wow, what a way to get broken into the playoffs with this kid. He gets out of it, and of course, Teixeira comes in. You always say it. He does something in the field, and he comes in. He gets the game-winning home run. And, you know, there are a couple people on Twitter saying, oh, Teixeira's the new A-Rod. Yeah, okay, there you go. That answers that question.
And speaking of A-Rod, that man really has exercised his playoff demons, like we said, on Off the Wall. My God, this guy comes up in the ninth inning. We said, you and I had both said before the inning, a bloop and a blast will do it. Well, it was a rope and a blast, because Teixeira comes up, hits a frozen rope, and then Alex comes up and hits an absolute bomb over the bullpen into the bleachers. And I don't know what this guy's doing. Maybe Kate Hudson's the best midseason pickup the Yankees have ever had, but he is just on fire right now, and he's calm. He has a different approach. This is something that Yankee fans have to be ecstatic over.
Yeah, he's just looks comfortable, as you said in the Off the Wall podcast. I mean, that's what it's been all about. He doesn't look like he's tense. He's not, you know, deep exhaling when he gets into the batter's box. He just feels like, you know what, I'm not going to try to do anything stupid here. I'm just going to go up and I'm going to swing. And that's what he did. And in the ninth inning, this place was up for grabs. Up for grabs when he hit this home run. And listen, I said the first night, Goliath beat the hell out of David with the, what was the weapon he had?
The slingshot.
Yes, with the slingshot. Well, tonight, David kept hitting Goliath with the rocks, and then Goliath got really mad and said, you know what, that's enough.
And I want to go back to the David point, because it was that David Robertson inning that really put this game away. Bases loaded, David Robertson gets three in a row, 1-2-3, two shots to Mark Teixeira, who's just been amazing in the field for the Yankees this year. And here's the other point that I have to make, Chris. If the Yankees are going to win the World Series, I believe we deserve a share of those winnings, because Chris was sitting in my seat in the press box. We switched seats, and I moved over a couple of seats down from him, and the Yankees get the bases loaded, and Chris looks at me and says, get back in your seat. He stands up behind me. Every time that happened tonight, the Yankees did something good. And you know what? I'm not one for, you know, the whole superstition and luck. But you know what? I think we had a little bit of magic here going tonight.
We did. The Twins loaded the bases, and I was sitting in your seat, and I said, you know what? Get back over here. But even before that, I was watching the game, as I have the past couple games, in the media cafeteria. And in the bottom of the ninth, when the Yankees were down 3-1, I decided, you know what, that's it. I have to go watch this live, because I can't deal with the delay with John Sterling calling the game before I see the game. So I went out and I stood behind you, and wouldn't you know it, base hit, home run.
Yep.
You invite me to sit down. The Twins load the bases. So I call you back to your seat. I stand behind you. Robertson gets out of the inning. I'm still standing behind you. Teixeira, next inning. See you later.
Come back, and we're going to talk more Yankees from this unbelievable win that puts them up 2-0, and we're going to do a little bit of a preview for Game 3. So keep it right here. Go to YesNetwork.com for the best Yankee blogs on the web. It's The Blob with Bob Lorenz, Keeping Up with the Joneses with Kim Jones, The Pinstripe Bible with Steve Goldman, River Ave Blues, and much, much more. For wall-to-wall Yankees, it's YesNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Pinstripe Podcast. Here's Joe Auriemma.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Auriemma back here on the Playoff Pinstriped Podcast. I'm here with Chris Sheeran. We just went over this amazing Game 2 victory, a 4-3 victory that puts the Yankees in absolute command of this series, going to Minnesota on Sunday for a 7 o'clock start where the Yankees can exercise even more demons facing off against the former bust here in New York, Carl Pavano. He goes up against a playoff hero in Andy Pettit. And Chris, going to the Homer Dome in Minneapolis, the Yankees are on such a high right now. We had been calling, you and I had both been calling a series sweep. With this, I think the Yankees have all of the momentum, and I think they're going to finish them off in three.
Well, everybody, you know, the sense around here was that when they were down 3-1 tonight, it was over. And even you were a little bit of a negative Nelly in the media press room. But you still didn't think the game was over.
Right.
But you were upset that the Twins' bottom of the lineup was beating the Yankees' bullpen, which, you know, you should be upset about. But this team, 50 comeback wins this regular season, make it 51 and one in the postseason. Mark Teixeira, the 11th postseason walk-off home run in Yankees history. And, you know, could you have scripted it any better?
Couldn't have.
With the playoffs, the way they've been going for the Yankees, the past couple times they've been in it, let's face it, since 2003 when they lost to the Marlins, well, 2001 when they lost to the Diamondbacks, they made it to the World Series, but, you know, 2002 they get ousted by the Angels. 2003 they lose to the Marlins. 2004 we don't really want to talk about that.
That never happened.
Yeah, 2005, the Angels. 2006, the Tigers. 2007.
Bugs.
Yes. Fair point. 2008, they didn't make the playoffs. So here we are in 2009 with all the, you know, the playoff misery the Yankees have been going through the past 8 years. Finally, they start off a series. They're up 2-0. They go to Minnesota. Carl Pavano's on the hill. And how sweet it would be to get some sweet revenge against Pavano and the Twins with Pettit on the hill.
And, you know, Chris, everybody talked about coming into this series, well, you know, the Twins are riding a little bit of magic right now. They're on a magic carpet ride. The Yankees have to be a little bit worried. But I have been saying, and you've been saying, this team is distinctly better. I mean, they were 17 games better than the Twins this season. And not only that, Chris, but the Yankees have been riding their own magic carpet ride all season with all of the comeback wins, with all of the walk-off wins. This team just has it right now. They've had it all season, and they have it now.
It's the 16th walk-off of the year, 15 during the regular season. This is obviously the first walk-off in the playoffs. And I got to agree with you. I just think all the mojo, all the moxie, any word you want to throw in there, go to with the source, any word you want to throw in with those. I just think absolutely, positively, the Yankees go into Minnesota on Sunday and take this series.
One controversy that everybody was talking about coming into this game was, you know, Molina catching Burnett. And really, Molina got up to bat one time. Burnett only gave up one run in six innings. He had some control issues, but really, for the most part, Burnett was in control of that game. And I feel like Molina called a good game, and maybe this is the right way to go with Girardi right now.
It might be, and I think people were going way, way, way too involved with this. And, you know, we were on Twitter, and you see all the little snide comments about what's going on with Molina and Posada, whatever. But I forget who said it on Twitter. I don't want to take credit for it. Hey, if you can get through six innings with Burnett and get Posada in the lineup, and Molina only had one at bat, it's a pretty good night. And like you said, Burnett, one run through six innings.
That's it.
I know he hit two guys. I know he walked. How many did he walk?
Five.
He walked five. He hit two more. He only gave up one run.
That's That's it. And the credit goes to Tyler Kepner on that one. He's the one who said it on Twitter. Chris, do you have a prediction for Saturday night? It sounds a Sunday night. It seems like you are going with a Yankees win. What do you think is going to happen? Pettit, this lineup, what's going to happen here?
My prediction is the same one Mr. T gave in Rocky III. Pain. I just think they go into Minnesota. I think these guys in the clubhouse, there were some whispers at the trading deadline that, hey, we're thinking about getting Pavano back. And the rumor was, I don't know if it was true, but I know the rumor was that they were going to trade for him. And the Yankees in the clubhouse said, listen, if you do that, we're going to have problems. Don't think that they don't still think about this guy and what he didn't do for this team. I mean, there were guys who went to the mat. There were guys that went to the mound. There were guys that were in the batter's box, hurt, bruised, battered, beaten. Pavano, anytime he got a rear end or an elbow, he was on the DL. And they remember that, and they're going to remember that when they go up to bat against him on Sunday. And listen, the Yankees are professional. They might not take it into the batter's box with them, but in the back of that, and they're not going to say it either, but in the back of their mind, they want to destroy this guy.
On that note, Chris, thank you very much. We're going to come back to the Pinstripe Playoff Podcast for the final segment with YesNetwork.com beat writer John Lane. He's going to give us his insight on this game. He was right there with us, Chris. Thank you, as always. Chris is going to give us his ALDS wrap-up for Game 2. Be sure to come back to YesNetwork.com for all of your video and postseason needs. But like I said, come back for Segment 3 as well here on the Playoff Pinstripe Podcast. Want to see what everyone's talking about? Check out the 2-time Emmy Award-winning video content at YesNetwork.com. It's the best in Yankees web shows, podcasts, and features. Only at YesNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Pinstripe Podcast. Here's Joe Auriemma.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Playoff Pinstripe Podcast here on YesNetwork.com. I'm Joe Auriemma. With me, as always, is the man, the myth, the legend, the beat writer, John Lane for YesNetwork.com. John, you and I were sharing thoughts, notes, everything about this unbelievable 4-3 win. John, just give me your quick thoughts about the game, because I know you got a lot of work to do tonight.
In all my years of covering baseball, I think without a doubt, one of the greatest, if not the greatest games I've seen in my entire sports writing career. As a matter of fact, I'm going to quote Nick Swisher directly. It was the greatest game that he's been a part of in his 5-year-plus career.
Now, you mentioned just the layers of this game. It was like peeling an onion away. I mean, a pitcher's duel to start the game, Burnett and Molina, and just the Yankees lose the lead. It's 3-1, and the bottom of the order for the Twins killing the Yankees. A-Rod, Teixeira, they load the bases, Robertson. I mean, just this game is as good of a playoff game as you can possibly get in October.
It's an instant classic. I mean, I know that about it. You and I were talking when the Twins took that 3-1 lead in the eighth inning. Both you and I tweeted, it's like, hey, Yankees fans, there's still hope. 15 walk-off wins this year, three in 3 consecutive days against this same team. I mean, Ron Gardenhire and company, I'll tell you, they must be thinking, what on earth do we have to do to beat these guys? It's like nothing has gone their way. When you think that you finally have them, especially when you come off a game that team played on Tuesday against the Tigers, when they were able to overcome and actually emerge victorious, they're probably saying to themselves, you know what, if we could not beat the Yankees tonight, we never will. I don't see them winning a game this series. I'm sorry.
I agree. I think they're going to go into Minnesota. I think they're going to beat Carl Pavano. I think the Yankees are going to, you know, come out with Pettit, and they are going to win Game 3 and play one of the teams that everybody wants to see, either the Angels or the Red Sox, against the Yankees in the American League Championship Series. John, just your thoughts on this game, quick thoughts on a look ahead of what this series is going to end up with.
About this game, again, instant classic, man. You know, to me, to play the game was David Robertson doing what he did. Unbelievable job, to quote Nick Swisher again, David Houdini. You know, it's just, and I think it also shows the maturity of these young players and how this organization, this is something Phil Hughes and I talked about, how this organization has developed all the homegrown talent. I mean, it's one thing to have the talent, but to have the ability to compose yourself, take a deep breath, and think one or two steps ahead and know exactly what you need to do if you're in a situation. Perfect example, Carlos Gomez grounded to first base, Teixeira throws home. Savelli made a decision before the first pitch was thrown. There was no way he was going to try to double play. If there was nobody out, or if it was Joe Mauer, he goes for the double play. But he tells himself right away, if I try getting a fast runner to get that double play, I could throw the ball away. He could beat out the throw. And we don't get out of the inning. Just the maturity, the composure, and the intelligence of these young homegrown players. It's one of those subplots that I think is going to get this team over the top. I mean, about the game itself, again, instant classic. It's probably going to be an instant Yankees classic.
You make a fair point, John, because now this is two games in a row where Sabathia starts the last game and all of this homegrown talent comes in and saves the game for Sabathia, you know, with Hughes and Coke and Rivera. And now you come back and they have a game like this where Burnett, another high-priced free agent, starts the game, and it's finished and completed by Robertson, Hughes, Jabba, Moe. These are all guys that came through the Yankee system, and the young guys, you know, it's amazing. Would you have ever thought back in March, if I had told you Francisco Cervelli and David Robertson were going to be on the mound in extra innings in the American League Division Series, would you have ever thought that?
No. Never. And you and I talked about this after Brett Gardner ran for Jorge Posada, the value of a third catcher. This is where Joe Girardi cashed in his insurance policy. And I'll tell you, it paid off better than he or any of us could have ever imagined.
John, that's a great point. Keep coming back to YesNetwork.com for all of your playoff needs. John Lane's going to be right here. You got to check out everything that John is doing with the Yes blog, everything that John is doing this postseason, our video, Chris Sheeran and myself, everything we're doing before the game, the ALDS wrap-up, podcasts, you name it. John's going to be here for podcasts as well. We've got it all right here on YesNetwork.com. We'll see you next time. It's going to be an amazing finish to this series, and hopefully we're on to the ALCS. So for John Lane and Chris Sheeran, I'm Joe Auriemma, signing off.